painting Gail Denny. Even with a mic, she doesn't shout. I sound too much. No, I sound too much like your father. I'm just going in the wind.
To be able to celebrate the dedication of my grandson, Owen Day Collins. Before we get started, we do have announcements and prayer requests, and we'll begin with those. We have dates to remember in your bulletins. Sunday at 9 a.m., we have Bible study in Mickey's room. Wednesday, there will be no Bible study this week or prayer meeting. In honor of Thanksgiving. Thursday, we will have choir practice at 6:30 until 8. Is that true?
That's Thanksgiving.
That's Thanksgiving, so no. Now, on Friday, November 25th, we have a movie coming up, The Last Ounce of Courage. And we're also going to have church decorating for Christmas at 4 p.m., so if you'd mark your bulletin, 4 p.m. for people to come to decorate. November 27th, next Sunday, is the first Sunday in Advent, and it's coming up quick. And someone told me the other day that there were 32 days till Christmas, so that was a wake-up call for me. And I wonder, does anyone else have announcements today? Yes.
You remember that at the annual citrus sale that for the Tantasco Music Association that I brought up last year?
Yes.
And a lot of you who bought citrus. Unfortunately, I waited too long, and this is the due date is this Tuesday. So,
yes.
You should probably. Today is the only eat that you can order. But if you're guaranteed that you'll have enough money to buy a citrus. Next Sunday, I could do that.
Okay, so
we have a receipt. This is a fundraiser for the Tantasco Music Association.
Yes, she said.
And so, you know, if you like music and you like citrus, this is the way to do it. So we're gonna pass this around. I'm not worried about when the money comes in. So, if you want it, order it, and we'll get that through. So
preferably, you can get the money to us by Tuesday.
We're not worried.
Okay.
So I'm gonna just pass this around.
Sure. And also, I noticed that acoustic guitar players are still wanted for the candlelight and Christmas services, so see Kit about that. And Kit, do you have something to say about the pageant that we're thinking of?
Yeah, we need people who are willing to participate in that. The kids are going to participate, all the kids. We need kings, we need shepherds, we need, we're hoping that Nathan and Kelly will be Mary and Joseph, and we're hoping that Owen will be
baby Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And all right, thank you.
Does that work for you guys?
They usually are in New Hampshire, but we'll work that out.
Okay, great.
Baby Owen, that's all we really need. Fill in all the other parts. Yeah.
I don't know if we count the three wise men, though.
Thank you. Okay.
It's not wise guys, it's wise men. So behave yourself.
Okay, and Keller has an announcement. Okay. Okay, go ahead, Keller or Lisa.
We really just want to thank you all for supporting the Scouts for food drive, popcorn sales. It means a lot to the boys, and they're just doing a wonderful job coming together as a pack. The money doesn't just go nowhere. We're going to the Science Museum for our overnight. We just went to Old Church Village. Things like fire safety. One of my boys said, wow, I just faced my biggest fear, which was dealing with fire, open fire. So I'm seeing so much growth with these boys, and I've made an impression on them. They understand that they're being supported by the community. They get it on a certain level, and I'm trying to remind them, but I'm seeing it in direct behavior. Boys that are volunteering to do things without even being asked. Yesterday we took flags down. We went to North Cross, and then I've come so much longer. And we took flags down the bottom of Veterans Graves, and boys wanted to volunteer. Boys are like the community fund drive. You only have to be one community service. They wanted to do this. They volunteered to do it. So it's making a difference in their lives. We really appreciate your support. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes. Susan?
George has asked me to talk to you folks. He is in the hospital again. This time he fell. He got a little bump on his head. Did go unconscious. And he is in wing. And they have his seat wired. So if he's in the chair, if he gets up, buzzes and alarms go off, he's not to get up without help. The same in the bed, it's a little, he's not allowed to be moving around without assistance. He had planned to come to church today, so he's not very happy that he's missing it. And he wants you to all know you're very important.
And it wasn't so.
And I also would like to announce that these flowers are in honor of Mickey Burdick, who passed away 2 years ago of this season. Yes, Charlie.
Oh, wow. I ran into Rich Lerner's, another vet that he knows. I can't remember the guy's name. Sure, VFW. The other day, were here for the vet. And at the post office, and he had this huge bandage on his hand. I said, what happened to you? He was working on the head of a car cylinders, and he reached in, it was a jagged piece of metal, and he ripped it open.
That's Rich.
Huh?
That's Rich. Rich. Will.
Well, yeah.
Will Jarvis, yes.
Anyway, he couldn't put stitches in it. It was so bad, they had to, like, use crazy glue to keep it together and wrap it up. So please pray for him that he doesn't get an infection, and his hand gets back to normal. It really.
All right, thank you. And that does bring us to prayer requests. You have quite a few in your bulletin. If you would use it for prayer this week, we'll begin with mentioning our prayers for Alma and Charlie to find a new apartment. Also for Bob and Judy, Charlie, Roy, and all who battle Parkinson's. Prayer for all our cancer warriors, Ken LaRoque, Terry and Jimmy's sister Ruth, Charlie Roberts, Roger Kerboy, who also has Parkinson's, the Reverend Bob Wellner, and also Karen's friend Dee and her husband are all battling cancer. Continued prayers for the Poulin family, for baby Luke, for Angelica Ward, for Maya, for Colin. We have a new one as well, a friend of ours.
Opportunity and feeling of thanksgiving with everyone that we come in contact with. And help us, Lord, to set the stage for each and every day that our feet hit the floor, that we go out and we represent the light and love of Jesus Christ, that our light shines brightly so that we bless others, and that we take the opportunity to tell people how blessed we are, and that we offer to pray for them, Father, and lift them up, and that our light shines so that no one will be left behind and that they all find their way back home to you. And now, Father, as we prepare to sit in our pews and be recharged, renewed, lifted up, we pray for inspiration. We pray for a vision of what you'd have us do, Father, and we pray for the courage to go do it. And Father, we gather together in the prayer that your Son Jesus taught us when he said,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Amen.
With number 502, Amazing Grace. 502.
Thank you.
ushers are going to come forward and we're going to receive our tithes and our offerings. And when I talk about being abundantly blessed, we are abundantly blessed. And I always tell folks, the offering that you give here helps support this ministry. It helps to pay our bills. But the offering that you give every day, and particularly in the holidays, let me talk to you a little bit about being a pastor during the holidays. Being a pastor during the holidays, folks have people that have gone home to be with God. It seems like more folks get sick during the holidays and have injuries and this type of stuff going on. So the world needs that light and love of Jesus. The handshake, the hug, the sharing of a cup of coffee, and the opportunity to commune with folks more at this time of year through Christmas and headed towards spring than any other time of the year. So I encourage you to share from your abundance daily. In the supermarket, in the coffee shop, at work, any place that you meet and greet people, and you know, and be very generous with your ability to offer a person prayer. That's the greatest Christian's arsenal that he has. I was career army. You're always worried about having enough ammunition. Being a Christian is a wonderful thing. You never run out of ammunition. So as the ushers come forward, I encourage you to share from your abundance. Come forward and we humbly return a small portion to you, Father, of the many blessings that you've given us. We're particularly mindful this day. We're mindful of the blessing that you give us and children, the blessing you give us each day to be an American and rise up out of bed and have unlimited opportunity and unlimited potential. And we know, Father, that you walk with us and guide us along the way. We ask, Father, you bless these gifts as well as the giver, that you multiply, magnify, and utilize them in your service to increase your kingdom, to expand our barriers, Father, so that we can go out beyond and touch those that haven't seen your face in love. We lift all these gifts up to you through your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Deb and Tom don't generally get to do offerings together. This is Organ Sunday, and the folks that are generally up here playing music and singing get today, and Susan... we had the organ tuned all up, and Susan has graciously offered to do an organ Sunday once a month. We have one of the oldest pipe organs in the land. It's interesting when you take folks and allow them the opportunity to do some different things. Over the years, kids said, you know, I'd really like to do Bible study. Well, today, kid got to go do Bible study. He went in, and there was a lot of good discussion in Bible study. And on different Sundays, I'll have different folks preach, and it allows them to expand their borders and their opportunities and continue to develop the gifts that God has given us. Because sometimes we get pigeonholed into thinking, I only can do this. And if you hang out with Nate, and you go with Nate for a little while, now God blesses us with not only multiple personalities, but multiple skill sets.
Amen.
So you got folks like Buck and Jack and Nate and all these different folks that are here. We're small in number, but we're mighty in personalities and gifts and talents. But each day, if you step outside your comfort level, particularly during this holiday season, and bless somebody else along the way, go that extra mile. All right. It's your time and Tom's time. I'm going to do the Owen David Collins story.
My sweet baby, unknown from above, no better treasure. I know love, still here beside your bed as I pray. Lay my head. Thank you.
10:13-16. One day, parents brought their children to Jesus so he could touch them and bless them. But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. When Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with his disciples. And he said to them, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like this child. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never, ever enter it." Then he took the children in his arms, and he placed his hands on their heads, and he blessed them. Your invocation? O God, our Father, who art the giver of life, we thank you for every manifestation of your love, and for these gracious words of your Son, Jesus, who himself became as a little child. We ask your blessings upon these parents as they dedicate their child's life, that you, Lord, have entrusted to keep to their keeping. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You that are gathered here today in worship are privileged to witness the coming of these parents to dedicate their son Owen to the tender care and keeping of God our Father and the love of Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. In doing so, they also rededicate themselves to the maintenance of a Christian home where Christ will be honored and the Word of God held in reverence. We're going to skip outside the bulletin for a minute. Jesus himself had an inner circle. When I do child dedication, it's always parents, grandparents, godparents, and this type of thing. And these folks represent the inner circle, the folks that are closest to the child, that spend the most time with him. And then there's an outer circle. And there'll be a charge to you here in the congregation because you're part of the outer circle that influences the child's life. I liked the video. When I looked at the video, I told Jane, I said, "You're famous, you're in this video." And she went, "What?" But Howard and Jane were both in the video. Hold and Owen, because they helped shape this child along the way. And in turn, that's why we do children's services, because the children's service up front brings the adults back every Sunday to a childlike love of the Lord. And to you who are parents and grandparents, godparents, and Owen's inner circle, who come and bring this child as is fitting to the house of the Lord, to offer him before God in a service of worship, we pray that God's richest blessings may attend this precious child on his journey through life, and may his blessing rest also on you. In all humility and singleness of heart, as you seek to train and educate him in the wisdom and favor with God and man.
I need to look at you.
Having stated your purpose in your hearts, that you in the presence of these witnesses solemnly promise by precept and example and using the members and fellowship of this church to train your child in the love of God and his family and others in the spirit of Jesus Christ. And to you who are members of God's community of brothers and sisters in Christ, pledge to mentor, support, and assist Nate and Kelly in raising and protecting and encouraging this child as he grows in Christ. As a church, do you promise to fulfill your responsibility in teaching, serving, and loving him from the earliest days of memory that he may see Jesus mirrored in all of us?
We do.
Having now presented your child in dedication to God, do you desire to rededicate yourselves to Christ in the spirit of this commitment, to live exemplary lives, relying on the grace of God as your example? Having heard these vows and sacred assurances of minister of Christ, I joyfully and earnestly commend your child to the gracious keeping of God, our Heavenly Father. He will not remember this day, but our job is to tell him of this day and to share the commitment, to share the love. Join with me in prayer. Our Father, let your blessings be upon Owen. Guide his parents, grandparents, and members of his family. We pray that you guide
by your light and your truth, that in humbleness and all sincerity he will walk before you, Lord, in righteousness and with a sense of design guidance all of his days. Grant, we beseech you, Lord, the holiest desires of our hearts concerning this child. We lift him up in all our prayers to you through your Son, Jesus, in his name.
Amen.
God bless you, my brother.
Aww.
See ya. Prayer time, opportunity to come together and talk to God, opportunity to lift up joys, concerns, opportunity to hear prayer requests. Prayer will start with me and go down through it and work its way up through. If you don't have anything specific that you want to pray for, say thank you, Lord, or amen, it'll move on to the next person. But we are blessed. We are blessed in the strength of our prayer warriors, and we need to lift up all the folks in the bulletin. You know, and it was interesting because when I got the call that George had gone back in the hospital, and his daughter, Margot, said to me, he was as mad as a wet hen. He was disgusted that he had to be in the hospital, but he was really disgusted that he was going to miss church because he'd been out for the last few weeks battling pneumonia and had looked forward to coming to the service. So, as we lift up our prayer requests, join with me in prayer. Father, we come together and we're so thankful. Thankful for folks like Kit and Grace that have had physical issues this week and yet still are here with us to worship. We're thankful for George that he's in a good place and that he's just being observed and hopefully will be returning back home as soon as possible. We lift up all our cancer warriors. We lift up all our children. We lift up all those that need continual healing. We're thankful for Joel and Joanne's father, Al, that his surgery went well this week, that he's in a great hospital, surrounded by good physicians and people. We ask, Lord, to hold him and Grace and Kit, Christy, my neighbor, and George Reeland, Missy Hagen, Kelly Morn, Priscilla Varney, and all those that have ongoing issues, Lord, that need your prayer and your support. We lift up all our children on the list that have issues, and we lift up Joel and Gail's friend who has a child that's now going to battle cancer. We ask, Father, for comfort and guidance and healing for all these folks. We ask for the doctors and nurses that treat them to have wisdom and mercy, that they listen to your voice, Father, for you are the great physician. We pray for all our military members that are spread around the globe. We pray for our police and firefighters and EMTs, all the first responders that go into harm's way so that we can have a good quality of life. Father, we lift up our nation and our local governments. We pray for our communities around the world. We pray for healing, and we pray for everyone on Thanksgiving to be truly thankful, for we are truly a blessed nation and a blessed people. And now, Father, we add our own individual prayers.
I'm thankful that Kit's eye is on the mend, and that his retina will stay attached. And I pray that George and Barbara heal from their sicknesses and injuries, and for everyone on our list.
Father in heaven, thank you for being there for me this week. Thank you for my eyesight, Lord. And thank you for hope for the future, Lord. Please be with all those who are in need or are suffering. And thank you so much, Lord, for my church family, and for my family. It's indeed a blessing. Thank you, Lord.
Father God, Lord, I pray for Rick. He hurt his hand, and George, who fell and got a bump on his head. But I also ask, Lord, I pray for all the veterans that have the wounds that we cannot see, Lord, that you can see deep into our spirit and our heart. You know those wounds that are not visible but are causing sometimes the most excruciating pain and silence, Lord. I pray for people that are here today that have a wound that we can't see, but you can touch from the Master's hands. You can remove that pain and replace it with joy in the midst of the storm, Lord. We need that. We need to have you to touch us and make us more better for what you want us to do, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, dear Lord, for this church and this community. We love you. Thank you. Thank you, Owen. His blessing will keep you. He's prayed for all the children that you're all in my life. And all the others. We love you, they are all in love with me. He's opening your hand. He's given my brother, and for Dr. and for George. We thank you for care and for grace. He's given them all. And he loves them. And thank you for my family.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Dear Father in Heaven, thank you so much for each one that's here today. We're also thankful to be able to be a small part in the dedication of others. We love him and the whole family so much. We just so much pray on a special blessing. A special prayer for Barbara in the hospital, for George. Prayers for Colin, another kids here at the school. Just thank you for this. Thank you. Worship your freedom. And thank you for Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Especially Owen. Well, thank you for the gift you've given Susan, that she can bless us with her music today. It's very enjoyable. I also ask that you be with me this week as I go through some tests. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, good morning. I too lift up all those people that are on our prayer list, all those that have been mentioned. I too pray for Terry. She has some testing on Wednesday. My sister Ruth, she has another liver biopsy tomorrow. And I thank you for the blessing of Susan playing for us today. And I also thank you for the blessing of the life of my dear friend, Nikki, who will be born today.
Thank you, Lord.
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 and edits. Inhale and reaching for you to give all those thank you to you, especially. We just thank you to God for this great day, for dedication to little Owen. And we just pray for their family together to enjoy a wonderful life with him. And Tim, we just pray that he has the very for him and his good health, for good health. And Tim, we just pray for him and all the family and thank him for everything he does. And we especially congratulate the Jenny and Colin family today for the joy they have celebrated. Thank you, God, in your precious name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Pray that your helping mom is helping as you want her to be. Just pray for her children and grandchildren to be safe and happy. Just pray for all of us.
Mr. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing of this wintry day, Lord, for the beauty of the snow that fell this morning, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful little baby, Lord, and his little cousin, Lord. Thank you for all children, Lord, in which you shower your blessings down upon them, Lord. They are the future of this world, Lord. Pray for all our military men and women who have spent around the world, Lord, serving, Lord, so we can enjoy this time of year, Lord. Let us be a blessing to all, Lord, as we rejoice in the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, Lord. We are truly blessed in Jesus' name.
Father, thank you and praise you for this day and for every day. We come before you, Lord, and we lift up our prayers, spoken and unspoken, knowing that you hear each one, knowing that you know our name, knowing that you know our needs before we even offer them up for you, and that you have a plan for us for good and not for evil. We pray, Father, that as we offer our prayers up, that we'll take the time to hear your answer, to feel your touch, to feel your guidance, Lord, for we know that your GPS has no errors. We know that your GPS is truly God provides salvation. We thank you and praise you as we come together and lift up these prayers to you through your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Continue service with 381. Come, ye thankful people, come. 381.
Oh,
Amen.
Shout for the joy of the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Praise him.
Thank you, Kip.
Yep.
What are you thankful for today? This is a week of Thanksgiving. And I remember being a much younger man with small children. And on Thanksgiving and Christmas, holidays that you're supposed to be happy, I remember packing up kids and traveling all over the place to try and fulfill the requirements of being a good husband, doing my own family, my in-laws, my outlaws, and all everybody else in between. On Thanksgiving should be every day. Thanksgiving is a holiday that doesn't need a proclamation. We are child and children of the Most High God. We are blessed with the gift of eternal life. We are blessed with Christian fellowship. I particularly am blessed. Being a minister, I get to celebrate child dedication, baptisms, weddings. I get to be with people that are getting ready to go home to be with God. I get to do the services after they've passed, and we talk about the life that they've lived, and we celebrate their life. If you're coming here to do a funeral, there won't be one. We celebrate. We celebrate life each and every day. And Thanksgiving is one of those days. For all you women that have got to cook and you're hosting a whole bunch of people, share that load with the folks that are coming. Share that joy. When folks call up and say, what can I bring? Don't say, no, it's okay, I got it covered. It took me a long time to learn that lesson. Say, yes, you can bless me. Let them bless you and bring part of that meal so that you can truly participate in that Thanksgiving day. Because it's important. You work all week. You come together. You work hard at being a family. Don't wait to celebrate. I've got friends. I've got my daughter. I keep giving her this sermon over and over, so I'm real good at Thanksgiving sermons. She'll talk about, this is what's going to happen. If I work another year, this is going to happen. If we do this, this is going to happen. And planning's a good thing, but plan to be happy today. Because today is the only day you've got, huh?
That's right.
Nobody sent you a note said your retina's going to fall out your eye.
That's right.
You know? One of those things where this is the day that the Lord has made. And you don't have to wait for the gift because you are the gift. You are the gift. Owen right now is making sure that you know he's the gift. People are funny. They'll come and they say, do you have a special place for children? I say, yes, we do. We put them right in the service. I can talk louder than any kid can yell, and they've got a joy and a sense of life that sometimes us older folks forget all about. We get all wrapped around paying the bills and looking forward to some other event that's down the road, and we miss the blessing of today. We were privileged this week to take one of my granddaughters, the little girl that's 2 years old, from Munson. And we did a road trip up to Greenfield. She got to meet her aunt and uncle that she, I don't think she ever met them before, right?
I think she was one.
I don't think she remembered, yeah. So she had a sense of joy and opportunity. So we took the van and Elaine out and saw my new in-laws and outlaws. Took a little two-year-old with us, and she likes life. She's there to celebrate. Elaine's sister took out one of these old, for old guys like me, remember those play kitchens that you used to set up all night, putting the play kitchens together? In today's world of technology, this little two-year-old girl comes walking in, walks in and looks and goes, ah! She didn't wait to be happy. She had never seen one of those little plastic or cardboard cook outfit things with the little dishes. And she was, you know, kind of trying to figure out who everybody was, but she didn't wait to have the joy. She knew that that was the time for joy, right then. So we visited there, and I got to display my wonderful dog, Joel. I brought, took Remy the Wonder Dog along with me and met the neighbors and all this kind of stuff. But there were folks that I'm now friends with that I would never have the opportunity to meet if it wasn't for that occasion. And they shared their Thanksgiving, and I shared my Thanksgiving. We went up over the hill, stopped at my son's house, saw the newest, littlest grandson, the little bird kid up over the mountain, played with him, visited with him. AJ and Lincoln got to meet each other, and they didn't wait for the joy. They didn't wait to be thankful. They were thankful right then. We worked our way back through, and for those of you who haven't experienced Florida Mountain Terrace, we brought back Florida Mountain Terrace.
Amen.
It's a beautiful thing.
From God's country.
That's it. Brought them back and shared with a lot of folks that enjoy that stuff. But you don't wait. The Living Version of Psalm 100 says, "Shout with joy before the Lord, O earth." When the little granddaughter that's two sees something, she'll shout. She turns her shout into a scream. She like jumps up and down and stamps her feet. She's like, ah! Because it's something new. It's something new. She's not looking around thinking, I probably shouldn't do this because people will look at me. I probably shouldn't go outside my comfort zone. She's willing to share right there on the spot. Now, the folks that come here on a regular basis know that I'm shy, so I've tried to teach them the same thing. That they do. You just reach out to the less fortunate that haven't met you yet, so that you can share that joy and that light and love of Jesus. But the Living Version says, "Shout with joy before the Lord, O earth. Obey him gladly. Come before him singing with joy." Try to realize what this means. The Lord of God, he made us. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Some of you folks have dogs and cats and have other things that you take care of. And they may be a little trouble on occasion, but it's always nice to take them out and show them to somebody. I know Willie that rides around with Joel all the time. Willie and Tom has to take second fiddle to Willie in the truck. And they ride around together. But everybody always says, "Oh, there's Big Will, we're glad to see him." And Joel and Tom are thinking, "They're a big dumb dog." But Willie brings a joy with him. The joy that Christians should bring. The welcome that Christians should have. That where everybody's welcome along the way. And the Living Version does on verse 6, it gives you a little illustration. It says, "Go through his open gates." Because God's gates aren't closed. God's gates aren't closed. People will say, I don't know, what's God think about the things that I've done? And I listened to the adult Sunday school this morning across from my office. And the question was, you know, I've done some stuff, and how do you know if you're forgiven? Because God doesn't remember. When God gives it up and gives you forgiveness, you're purged from all that sin. And he says, "I will remember no more." This week, as you move through the week, don't get all stressed out by not having the turkey season or something that you're supposed to have picked up. And look at her husband, and you know, you forgot that turkey season. Yeah. But enjoy and share. Share the blessing of Thanksgiving. Share the blessing of a nation that allows us to assemble openly and freely. Share the blessing of a nation, regardless of what you hear, that was founded on the principles of our Lord Jesus, our one and only Savior, that we are a nation founded under God. This flag that flies sends the message. Freedom, one nation under God, and the picture of the Statue of Liberty where all are welcome. All are welcome. Don't get wrapped around the axle with the bad news. There's always bad news. That seems to sell newspapers. The good news is that God is in charge. I do Facebook, and look at George and Terry and some of you folks' comments. And I forget who I stole it from, but put on my Facebook page right before the election. I said, regardless of who's elected, Jesus Christ is still king.
Amen.
And that's the focus. That's the focus. Everything else will come and go. The sun's going to come up. The sun's going to go down. But Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior that leads us through each day. So as we prepare for Thanksgiving, we're going to sing a song of Thanksgiving. And you probably won't even need your hymnals, because I'll bark out the keyword. You can clap your hands and sing. It's number 518. He's got the whole world in his hands. 518. Clap and sing at the same time. Join with me in prayer. Father, we thank you and praise you for this day, for this opportunity, and the great day you've given us together. We ask, Father, that the fellowship doesn't end here, that the fellowship not only continues through this day, but through this week and through each day of our lives, that we truly are thankful, for we are children of the Most High God. We are blessed and need to share that blessing, because the more that we give it away, the more that we get. We ask all these things, Father, as we move forward. We lift up all these things in Jesus' precious name, and all his people said,
Amen. Amen.